First half. First half. We weren't bad in the first half. We created chances. Rudy had a header that he should have scored with. Big John had come close to a header. Another one whipped up across the box. If we had scored first, we might have gave us something to hang on to. Second half, I felt Dunfermline were possibly a better team, but we were always in the game. And to put so much effort into the game and lose a goal the way we lost that soft penalty, it was a coming together. You feel for the boys, you do feel for them. Then saying that, once we were chasing it, we got our goal out of thank, two or three great saves just to keep it at one. And we never really looked like we could go and get that equaliser. For the reason being, we're not passing it properly, you know. We have to get on it, we have to pass it, you have to trust each other. And, you know, you have to believe when you walk on the pitch that you can look after the ball, you know, and you can make it happen. I just feel with the position we're in, I just feel we're doing hope it happens football instead of make it happen football. We need to make it happen. You need to go get out there and make it happen with a wee bit of magic, pass the ball, and you know, that's probably my whole assessment of the game.
Did you think it was a penalty? I know you used the term soft, but
it was a soft bit. There's nothing you can do about it now. It's nothing, you know. I felt we might have had a good claim for one. We Jason got clipped, and but the linesman has to be stronger there, and. But that's it. It's done and dusted, and you know, the game's it's finished. So no point in, you know, moaning about it. It is my whole frustration for them is they're a good bunch of boys. They're giving me everything that they've got, and I've put so much into it, and we get done with a soft goal. You know, we need to be more resolute. And I'm honest enough to say we have to stop crosses coming into our box because the goalkeepers had two wonderful saves for crosses coming into our box. So we have to stop that with our life, and that's probably about it.
Do you see anything there that can give you hope?
Definitely. They're a right good bunch of boys who want it. We could do with getting one or two for the injury list back, but what we put out there in terms of, you know, they gave me everything that they've got, and all I'm saying is, I understand they just need to be better on the ball, they just need to be better on the ball, they need to get it, and they have to have a belief, and I can only tell you get that with the way you train. And it carries itself on, you train like a world champion, and you get that. And to be fair to them, you know, they give me everything. I understand, listen, we're the position, we've all been in football, we were like that, and you're scared to make a mistake, so you don't want the ball and all that stuff, and then you just hope, get it away from me, get it forward. That's hope it happens, football. You need to be brave, strong, trust each other, trust yourself, have great belief in yourself to make it happen, football. Get on that ball, make the pass, get it back, make another pass, stick your mate in. In terms of work effort and getting stuck in and organisation, it's there in abundance, you know. We just need to be a little bit better on the ball, and especially in the final third.
That's 90 minutes under your belt for Danny Handling as well. I think you expect him to be a big player.
He looks after it. He needs game time. He looks after the ball, and he's worked very hard there for the team. We asked him to play a wee quirky position, and if I was playing with Danny Handling, I'd just keep giving it into him, as I did when I played with Latapi. I just went, there you go. Every time I got there you go, there you go, there you go, there you go. Easy, my job's easy. Just keep getting it into them. Just keep getting it. That's your job. They kind of look after it, then we've got a problem. But just keep getting it into them. Every one of them, they're gutted in there, and I really feel for them. Really feel for the supporters, know what it means in terms of a derby. And I'm really hard to take getting beat from, you know, a soft goal the way. For putting all the effort in that they put in. There were no shy in effort and commitment, putting all that in and getting away a soft goal like that.